Market Watch is proudly brought to you by Top Sport, home of the Top Sport betting multi. Gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-858-858.
So, Jimmy, you went and saw the Steelers Chargers. That must have been an absolute highlight in that new stadium.
Second NFL game that I've ever been to in my life, 16 years between the first and the second. Previously went to a Giants v. Washington game at Giants Stadium back in 2005. So going over there, I thought, you know, I've got to go to this new stadium. I've seen it and marvelled at it. So checked out the schedule that was there. I've got a brother-in-law that's a massive Pittsburgh Steelers fan. So Chargers v. the Steelers, Justin Herbert. I went, yeah, you know what, I'll go to this game for sure. Took my young bloke, Austin, who is absolutely sports mad. We're in the nosebleed seats, but it didn't matter. One thing I found really interesting, and it may be just SoFi Stadium, but one of the bugbears I get when I go to the Sydney Cricket Ground is that I actually get better information sitting at home in my couch than I do as a paying spectator at the cricket, which I think is completely wrong. You know, you should look after those customers that come into your ground. No problem at SoFi Stadium. Everything that you could want, any sort of data, analytics, replays, anything coming out of any play on the field, and I know the game lends itself to it, but all that displayed on the big screen, which was literally felt like it was right in front of you, given the size of it and the magnitude right in front of you. The other incredible thing was that at a Chargers home game, and I know they're probably a San Diego side more than an LA side, but it was literally 70 to 75% Steelers fan. And as someone mentioned on their way as we were walking out, you know, a Chargers fan who wasn't so happy, wanted to give a bit of stick to the Steelers fans. They said, "Enjoy your trip home, which will take about three blocks." But yeah, that was amazing. Black and yellow everywhere, and the
terrible towels.
Yeah, the terrible towels going on all over the place. I thought it was interesting. Ben Roethlisberger, clearly very, very talented, Hall of Famer and all that sort of stuff, but he is the least athletic athlete I think I've ever seen in high-level American sport.
Well, and they gave you one as a treat, Jimmy, a 78-point game. I mean, the Steelers, who just can't buy a point from week to week, all of a sudden come from a 14 points down to do a backdoor cover. I mean, it was just an amazing game to watch, with just points everywhere and bang.
Justin Herbert played superbly. We were walking into the stadium, and you know what I'm like, boys, don't mind a chat. And there's an older couple that were walking across the street with Austin and I. And I said, "Oh, g'day, mate. How are you?" And he goes, "Oh, g'day. How are you?" He said, "Where are you from?" I said, "I'm from Australia." And he said, "Yeah, I thought you." I said, "Where are you from?" And he said, "I'm from Oregon." I said, "Oh, okay." And he said, "Yeah, I'm from Justin Herbert's hometown. I hope he plays well today." And sure enough, he played superbly. He even rushed for 100 yards in that game. And I literally saw them on the way out, and I said, "Your guy played well today." They're very happy about that. It was an awesome experience. Great bonding experience with my eldest bloke. So that was awesome. I think the better one was when Tristan reached out to me and said, "Hey, Jimmy, we'd love to send you to a sports event because of all the work you've done," which I'm forever grateful for, Tristan. So next thing I said, "Oh, well, I'll just go with Austin and maybe a brother-in-law." And by the time we finished, there's seven of us going to the Staples Center to watch the Lakers against the Detroit Pistons. The kids have had a COVID test before we went in because they were unvaccinated, but that was my first time at Staples Center. Now crypto.com, 20,000 people there, sold out, celebrities all around the floor. And for me, you know, the thing is, having called some NBL and watched a bit of NBL, never watched the NBA game live, these guys are physical freaks. They are absolutely, they make the basketball court look so small. And LeBron James at 6'10" is just an imposing athlete. But the thing that got me with LeBron, and he's mesmerizing too, because you end up watching him. But, you know, you got superstars like Russell Westbrook and Carmelo Anthony that are on the floor with him, but he just commands so much attention. Is his level of skill. Like, here's a guy 6'10" who has the softest touch and just clever passing. And it was amazing. So on behalf of the Smith family, a big thank you to Tristan and Top Sport for allowing us to do that. And again, a great bonding experience with the family.
We're very happy to see the family there. Like I've got a couple of kids as well, and I know how much they love getting to these things on you when you're over there, getting the opportunity to see LeBron. It might not come around again, and although that would be such a great thing to be chatting about years to come with the family. So we're very happy with everything both of you guys have done, and I just wanted to reach out and say thanks for what's been a great year with all of the work we've done collectively.
Well, the other good thing too, Tristan, is with Jimmy being away, I mean, you've probably picked up $10,000 in winning bets that weren't placed. So, I mean, it was a bit straightforward, wasn't it?
Well, it was some, you swung from the rafters. You hit a couple of very good selections, Jared. So we're I'm thinking we're going to try to spin something up this weekend. And then what we're going to do is we're going to get the money paid to Pass It On Clothing after this weekend, so we can give the Christmas appeal a little bit of a kick along, and hopefully we can reach the target there that Chris and the boys are working towards.